should enjoy the fellowship, but it can't substitute for Bible doctrine.
Dr. Tony Evans says nothing takes the place of knowing the truth that's found only in God's Word.
What doctrine does is serve as a filter for the soul. In order to catch stuff that's trying to infiltrate itself in your life that doesn't work.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Con artists use temptation and distraction to keep people from figuring out what they're doing. And since the devil is the ultimate con man, today Dr. Evans discusses why your best defense is a clear picture of the truth. Let's join him.
The story is told of a farmer who was perpetually having his melons stolen by thieves. He had to come up with something to do about this theft of his melons that he spent so much time cultivating. And he came up with a brilliant idea. He said, "I know what I'll do." He put a sign in his garden or on his farm that said, "One of these melons is poison." And of course, the next day he went out, none of the melons were gone. Because, of course, the thieves wouldn't know which one was poison. And he was quite satisfied that he had tricked his thieves, tricked those who were stealing from him, and he would never have a problem with theft anymore, for they didn't know which melon had poison in it. But much to his chagrin, 2 days later, he came out to his farm. He looked at his sign, and in utter terror, the word "one" had been scratched through, and the sign now read, "Two of these melons are now poisoned." Our farmer friend lost his whole crop because now he didn't know which melon was poison. That's a lot like dealing with the devil. No matter what you come up with, he can come up with something better. Today we want to look at the strategy of Satan, and it can be understood in one word. Satan's strategy in your life and mine is one of deception. He is the master deceiver. Today I want to look at this thing of deception. First of all, let's look at the power of Satan's deception. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm going to make a number of points here. I want to make 4 points, actually. Some we'll spend a little bit more time on than others. Verse 3, 2 Thessalonians 2. "Let no one in any way deceive you, for it will not come, that is the day of the Lord, unless the apostasy comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of destruction, who opposes and exalts himself above every so-called god or object of worship, so that he takes his seat in the temple of God, displaying himself as being God." Now please notice verse 8. "And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will slay with the breath of his mouth and bring to an end by the appearance of his coming." That is, the one who's coming is in accordance with the activity of Satan, with all power and signs and false wonders, and with all deception of wickedness for those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. Talking about the day that is to come when the lawless representative of hell will be revealed, this person will be empowered by Satan. He says that this power will manifest itself in a masterful deception. Now, the reason why Satan has developed deception as an art is because he cannot outpower God. See, he can't outpower God. That was a gamble that failed. He could not outpower him. So what he had to do was come up with a plan to seek to outmaneuver him. Evidently, in Satan's rebellion, he forgot something that God did that he couldn't do, and that was create ex nihilo. Now, ex nihilo means out of nothing. God simply looked at nothing and said, "Come something." And something came. Satan has to maneuver what is. He cannot create what is not. Because he does not have the power of creation, he has had to maximize the performance of deception. He has turned deception into an art form. This passage says that his deception through the lawless one will be so powerful that he will sit in the temple as God and people will think he is God. But we don't have to wait till then to see it. How else can you explain people who can maneuver people to give up all of their belongings, their houses, and move in with them under their religious tutelage and let them stay there and commit themselves to suicide in the name of God? It is a masterful deception. Well, you say, but that will never happen to me. That's because you've never been to this masquerade party. In fact, for some who say that it will never happen to them, it's already happened to them. The moment you said it will never happen to you. The reason why this person, because evil is personal, it's in a person, is so powerful over you, and why you should never say that won't happen to me, is number one, Satan has constitutional superiority over any man or woman. By constitutional superiority, we mean he is an angel. He's a spirit being. He has not the limitations of flesh and blood. So you can't compete with him on the level of deception. You can't deceive a deceiver. He has constitutional superiority. He's a spirit being. You can't compete with him. Secondly, he's got millions of years of experience. You are not the first human he's come up against. He has been against better than you and won. And then one we will look at in a moment, he has the ability to transform himself. He is the master chameleon. He can become any color he needs to be in order to make his point. So deception is his agenda. In fact, his deception is so powerful that according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and chapter 20, verses 3 and 8, he will deceive all the nations of the world. He is so powerful that he doesn't just deceive people and family and churches. He can take over countries and nations. In fact, the scripture says that the whole world lies in the hands of the wicked one. This world is like puppets on a string, and he is the master puppeteer. Almost. But we will discover that there is a master pulling the puppet who's pulling the puppet. Another reason for his power is that he has a massive organization. We've already learned that in Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. We wrestle against principalities, powers, world forces of this darkness. He's got an organization that's well run and heavily disguised. You see, this is why there is no substitute for Bible doctrine. You should enjoy the choir, but they can't substitute for Bible doctrine. You should enjoy the fellowship, but it can't substitute for Bible doctrine. You should enjoy the worship, but it cannot substitute for Bible doctrine. Being busy cannot substitute for Bible doctrine, because what Bible doctrine gives you is the meat and potatoes of the Christian life. You see, we have a lot of dessert Christians. They want peach cobbler and spiritual apple pie and, you know, praline and cream and cookies and cream, and they're dessert Christians. Now, there's nothing wrong with dessert, but you try to live on it, you're going to die. You have to have some stable meat, potatoes, and green vegetables. All of it won't be exciting. All of it won't necessarily be energetic. It may not make you flip and jump, but it'll stick to your spiritual bones so that when the enemy comes, you will be able to handle it because you have built up categories of doctrine. What doctrine does is serve as a filter for the soul in order to catch stuff that's trying to infiltrate itself in your life that doesn't work. Now, you may not remember all the doctrinal details. You don't have to. But when your life is filled with doctrine, When you understand the categories of truth that are in the Word of God, you may not know all the details, but you will know something's not right about that. Because the doctrine, the meat and potatoes, the vegetables will have housed themselves in your soul. That's why Paul told Timothy, preach sound doctrine. Now, of course, if all you have is doctrine and no life, then that doctrine can kill you. It can choke you. It can make life miserable. Doctrine is critical, and it must be supported by all the other elements. But you remove doctrine, and you have no meat and potatoes to live on. Matthew 13, verse 19 says this. When people hear the word and they don't understand the word, Satan comes and snatches the word. Let me tell you why. Satan snatches the word because that is the only thing he can't handle. He knows if the word of God sticks to your spiritual bones, he does not have room to maneuver. He has to snatch the word before it sticks. Doctrine. Categories of truth that rest on your soul. So we're dealing with a very powerful deceiver.
Well, when Dr. Evans comes back in just a moment, he'll talk about what can happen if we don't claim that promise. First, though, what you're hearing today is part of Tony's two-volume series, Angels, Good, Bad, and Ugly. It covers all your biggest questions about who these supernatural beings are, what they can and can't do, and the role they play in our life and faith. And right now, we're offering all 6 messages in Volume 2 of this collection as our thank you gift when you support The Alternative with a contribution of any size. In fact, if you contact us right away, we'll also include the companion study guide. It's a real help for your personal devotions and a must for Bible study or Sunday school groups. This special offer ends tomorrow, so don't put it off. Get the details today on the Angel CD series and study guide by visiting us online at tonyevans.org. And while you're there, you'll want to take advantage of a very special offer. We've gotten lots and lots of requests for a book by Dr. Evans on parenting, and it's just about to come out. It's called Raising Kingdom Kids. It's full of answers for your questions about maintaining discipline, building respect, passing on the baton of faith, and much more. The release date is September 1st, but if you pre-order it right now, we'll send it to you as soon as it's available, along with over $80 worth of bonus resources loaded with practical parenting help. Raising Kingdom Kids is a powerful follow-up to the bestsellers Kingdom Man and Kingdom Woman, and you can get the details on this special pre-release offer and make your request online at tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. Staff members are standing by to help you. And again, the number, 1-800-800-3222. Well, right now, here's Dr. Evans with more of today's message.
The program of deception is next. 2 Corinthians 11. Now watch this. But I am afraid lest, verse 3 says, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ. And that's what autonomous man has done. He has created his own kingdom right after Satan. Satan also told Eve, you will know good and evil. You know, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will know good and evil. In other words, you can make your own decisions about what's right and what's wrong. You don't need, listen to me, you don't need God telling you what to do. I had a member who told me, I'm never going to come to Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship. And the member asked why. He said, because, you know, I want sermons that make me feel good. I don't need anybody telling me what to do. That is exactly what Satan told Eve. If you eat of the tree, get this, you will have the knowledge of good and evil. You won't need God to tell you what to do anymore. You can tell yourself what to do. Now, anybody in here have teenagers who don't want you, mom and dad, to tell them what to do? That's what Satan got tired of when he was serving God in heaven. God kept telling him what to do. And he says, Eve, you don't have to walk around saying, God, what do you want? You do your own thing. because you will know good from evil. You will know right from wrong. Notice what else he told her. He told her, you won't die. Remember that? He said, you won't die. God didn't really mean like in dead. Maybe you get sick or something, but he don't mean die. You know what he was saying? There are no consequences to your actions. You can do what you want to do without consequence. You can do what you want to do without retaliation. You can do what you want to do, and God won't do anything about it. There are no consequences to evil. Let me tell you what else he told her. One more thing. He said, your eyes will be open. You will see. If you just do it your way and not God's way, your eyes will be open. Now, you know what he's telling her? Personal pleasure will become more important than objective truth. Eat that fruit, girlfriend, and it's going to be so sweet, so nice. It's going to feel so good that your eyes will be open and you'll see things you've never seen before. So skip truth and go after an experience. If it feels good, girl, do it. Get the experience. You don't need the facts. Have the fun. Satan does not want you to believe something simply because God said it, whether you experience it or not. He has all kinds of systems in place to deceive you and me from objective, stated truth. Let me tell you some of them. One of the things he wants you to believe is that truth is ever changing. It's called relativism. What's true today may not be true tomorrow. You hear this when young people say, well, back in your day, that was true. But this is a new day today. It's relative. It changes. Or he wants you to believe that truth is merely personal. That's called subjectivism. That is, it may be true for you, but it's not true for me. That's Satan. He wants you to believe it's personal. Or another one is, truth is only what you see. It's in the eye of the beholder. Truth is just what you see. It's, you see it one way, I see it another way. It's just what you see, what you perceive. Television has done a number on us with this definition because it controls what we see. And so what you see becomes reality to you because it's your empirical data. It's what you see. Another one is, truth is not just what you see, it's what you experience. That's called existentialism. Truth is what happens. Not just what you see, but what happens. Or truth is purely logic or syllogistic. That's rationalism. Science makes these equations, come up with these hypotheses based on logical deductions and say, we came from apes. They come with logic. They say, we've got to be able to explain life on this planet. We've got these fossils. We're trying to make sense of it. Let's come up with an equation. Let's rationally work our way through this. And after hundreds of years and many universities later, they come up with a conclusion. You and I are descendants from apes, and there is no God. That's why you don't become an atheist till you go to college. Because until then, you know better. But in college, you are taught rational formulas of belief, rationalism, and they say this is truth. Others say truth is merely events. That's phenomenalism. Now, these people are swayed by miracles. You remember in 2 Thessalonians, he said that Satan can do signs and wonders? Just because it was miraculous doesn't mean it was God. Satan is a spirit being, remember? So don't get thrown off by a miracle. God does miracles, so it could very well be God. But don't think just because it was miraculous, it was God. And Satan will deceive many people by doing that which sits outside of their normal natural frame of reference. They say it's a miracle. You can go to a palm reader. The palm reader, you know, I was saw on TV the other day, the psychic connection. My girl said that 10 million people have called. They had testimonies on there that the psychic read, and it really happened. Well, maybe it did. But just because it did doesn't make it God. The issue is what happened in agreement with objective truth, not did it happen, because Satan can imitate the miraculous. Or some say truth is synonymous with creation. Now, this is New Age. It's called pantheism, that we kind of all are part of making up God. Finally, some say truth is what works. It's called pragmatism. Truth is just what's practical. Let's get practical here. How many times have you heard that? That's not practical. Well, if you're a Christian, it doesn't have to be practical. It has to be biblical. It's based on objective truth, because Satan can't handle objective truth, and he wants to steer you away from it. That's Satan. He uses counterfeit doctrine, 1 Timothy 4:1. Counterfeit miracles, 2 Timothy 2. He has a counterfeit communion table, 1 Corinthians 10, 20 and 21. He has counterfeit spirituality, Galatians 3, 2 and 3. He has a counterfeit gospel, Galatians 1, 11 and 12. He has counterfeit teachers, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 13, he says, "For such men are apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for even Satan himself disguises himself as a good angel, an angel of light." Listen to me. Satan wants to interrupt God getting the glory. Follow this now. So he keeps non-believers from getting saved, 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and 4, because the more people get saved, the more glory God gets. So he doesn't want you witnessing to your unsaved friends. He doesn't want your unsaved friends hearing the gospel, because the more people get saved, the more glory God gets. He wants to keep you ineffective. That's why he's keeping many of you depressed. That's why he's keeping many of you discouraged. That's why he's keeping many of you under the circumstances. He wants you under there because he knows you can do nothing for God if you're miserable. So he'll make your life miserable, your circumstances miserable, your family miserable, because God won't get glory if you're too miserable to give it to him. Because he's the master deceiver.
Dr. Tony Evans, encouraging you to stay connected to Christ, no matter how tempting other offers may be. And don't go away just yet. Dr. Evans will come back with a final illustration in just a few moments. Today's lesson was titled The Strategy of Satan, and it's available on CD both individually and as a part of Tony's 12-lesson, 2-volume series called Angels, Good, Bad, and Ugly. You can request Volume 1, Volume 2, or both. But don't forget that all 6 lessons in Volume 2 and the study guide that goes with it can be yours as our way of saying thanks for your contribution of any size to help us carry the message of the alternative around the country and around the world. But don't wait. This special offer runs out tomorrow. So make your request online at tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. Again, dial 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will wrap up our series on angels with a discussion about the defeat of Satan. There's good news coming, so don't miss it. But now, as promised, he's back to close today's program with some final thoughts.
If you've been listening to our broadcast and you have not personally trusted Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins so that he can give you the gift of eternal life right now, I want you to go to God and transfer your trust from any and everything else except the Son of God who died on the cross for your sins and arose from the dead. In fact, I'm going to say a little prayer, and you can repeat it after me. You just have to mean it for yourself. Heavenly Father, I know I'm a sinner and that I can't save myself. I believe Jesus Christ, your Son, died on the cross in my place for my sin, and I now am trusting him alone to forgive me and to give me the gift of eternal life that he promised to give to anyone who came to him for it. Thank you for saving me, and help me from this day forward to live a life pleasing to you. Congratulations. Welcome to the family.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.